You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to double game week 28. It's team news time. My name's Joe and as ever I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout's editor Neil. Neil, welcome. How are you?
Not too bad, Joe. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Still recovering from this, I wouldn't say a shock defeat for Brighton against Roma last night, but a heavy defeat.
I'll ask you about that later on because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we were thinking that De Zerbi might rotate, wouldn't he, in around the European games, but it looks like he had now. So the focus is back in the Premier League, I guess, pretty soon.
Well, yeah, it will be, yeah. But he sort of reeled out the B team last week at Fulham and that didn't work. Reeled out the A team against Roma, that didn't work. So could be me in the C team.
Who knows? You and us.
Yep, there we go. Okay, let's get moving. Welcome to those who joined us in the live chat. Do remember to press that like button, helps us out. And also do remember to subscribe so you keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts as well. FPL Copycat says, can see and hear. So he's anticipating my next question. That is good. Okay, so Henning, BB Defender, J77, Lag Spanner, FPO Alexander Arnold, G Wiz, Fighter Jets, Dominic, and many more. Thanks so much for joining us early on. Okay, let's start with the first fixture. This is at lunchtime tomorrow. I'm going to be watching this in a pub in Yeovil as part of an FPL meets for the West Country folk. We're actually after this match. We're going to go and see Yeovil take on Welling, a real life football match, and then we're going to hop back to the pub for more fantasy football action. But yeah, Manchester United and Everton, how are Manchester geared up for our FPL meets in the pub viewing at tomorrow lunchtime?
Yeah, I would have liked to have come to that, but I'm about the 8-hour trip train right away.
Yeah, you're north east.
I have to wait for the northern league.
Not southwest is the worst possible location for it.
The game that you'll be watching, Man United Everton. Good news for Man United, they've got Rashford back fit. He came off last weekend with, I don't know what the injury was, but he was forced off a little bit early. Same with Johnny Evans, but they're both available. They've only lost Amari Forson from the squad that they had last weekend. But of course, they'll still be without a cluster of players, including Hoyland, Wan-Bissaka, Maguire. Mm-hmm. They should all be back next week against Liverpool in the Cup. Mm-hmm. And then slightly longer term beyond that, Shaw, Malacia, Martial, Mount and Martinez. Mount, who I completely forgot existed, he should be back after the international break.
Meanwhile, for Everton as well, how are they for this?
Yeah, almost as you were. So, obviously, Dan Juma and Dele Alli still out. And then Garnaghir, who missed out last week, he's unlikely to feature, but not completely ruled out.
Okay, rightio. Okay. Now, the next one is a real crucial one. It's Bournemouth against Sheffield United. Bournemouth have two fixtures, two great fixtures at home. Also, Luton played twice as well. So we're thinking about things like the captaincy, transfers in, that type of thing as well. And we turn to the captaincy with Bournemouth. Dominic Solanke is probably the most popular, but will he be fit?
It's not often Bournemouth at the top of the team news article, but that was the case this week. In terms of importance, it's basically where we were last week. We're probably slightly better because he's had a limited week of training, which is better than no training, which was the case a week ago. And this is going to keep dragging on, I think. It's a recurring this year. He's had this since December, I think, late December. Iraola said he's confident of him featuring. I haven't actually seen it all the way through because it's quite late to drop this and sometimes it doesn't drop at all. But in the quotes that have been reported from it, which I can't validate, but Iraola said they're in a similar position to this past week. He hasn't trained fully with the team. We're trying to put him in the best positions to play tomorrow. We're trying to manage it with the two games we have and we don't want to put too much training on him. So it sounds fairly optimistic, but there's just caveats about him carrying this knee injury.
Yeah, I mean, this was a very similar pitch as the previous match, which, of course, he started, and, of course, Blankton as well. But he was okay. He did have a shot in that match, but it wasn't, you know, a prolific performance. So it sounds like he's going to start. He's going to get significant minutes in both of these matches, and it just seems like the bit they're curtailing is just the training time, a bit like Ledley King at Spurs. I remember he would... Yeah. They would the way they could just get him onto the pitch was for him to not train during the week and then just wheel him out. And they might be doing that with Dom Solanke as well, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I remember when Ledley Kingsley had absolutely no cartilage in his knee.
No,
he was wheeled out on match days and didn't.
Yeah, he could only keep. It was swimming. Swimming was the key.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think we've got a slightly similar thing with Callum Wilson. He has sort of limited training in between. Okay. His games whenever he's fit.
Okay.
Not quite to the same extent as King, but yeah. The rest of Bournemouth, Senesi, as we assumed, is out. Yep. He's not going to feature before the international break. They're not expecting most of their injured players back. So that means Fredericks, Aarons, Hale and Kelly. However, Tyler Adams, who's a central midfielder, he could be on the bench after, I think, 4 months out or so.
Okay.
He got some minutes with the academy in midweek, so he's going to be amongst the subs, possibly.
Okay, so with Loic Kelly out, that would mean that Kerkez would very likely be playing both of these games.
Well, I mean, of course, Iraola's only given the team news for Saturday, not next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But we haven't had a timeline on Kelly. Mm-hmm. It's... relatively quick turnaround, so Saturday to Wednesday, so it would take a lot for him to recover and then get adequate training in time for him to be fit for that. So I'd be fairly confident, but I obviously can't say for sure without seeing a timeline on Kelly.
Yeah.
I haven't really got anybody else to play there.
No, okay. It sounds like Kerkez long-term might not be an option, but definitely in the short term for this double could be an option there. Meanwhile, Sheffield United, what's the latest there? I mean, they're pretty much down and out, aren't they? Championship bound.
Yeah, Wilder was kind of hoisting the white flag on Monday by saying he would introduce some of the kids, I think, in the running and look towards the future. Players are going to be there longer term. He was up yesterday, one of four press conferences that we had on Thursday. He said he had a similar group of players at his disposal. Brereton Diaz was on the bench last week and he could actually start this time. He wasn't risked, especially with the score the way it was. I think Archer's going to be the other side of the international break. Still got Brewster, Lowe, Norton Davies, Basham, Egan, Slimani injured, Holgate still suspended. Jemison hasn't kicked the ball all season with some sort of mysterious illness. So same group of players, but probably changes after that thrashing.
Okay, next match, Crystal Palace-Luton, also key. Luton played twice. With that Solanke news, I'm personally going to keep captaining him, I think. I think I've heard enough to think he's going to play. I think they are the better fixtures. But if you own Morris as well, he could be a stronger captaincy candidate in that he's fitter and he also has two quite good fixtures. But let's start with Crystal Palace first. We'll come to Luton. What's the latest with Crystal Palace? Because they could potentially have a double game week in 34. So we could be starting to think about Palace a bit.
Yeah, I think if we'd had an extra couple of spots in the picks, I think Eze would have featured this week. He came back last weekend and played 65-ish minutes. And Glasner says this afternoon that he's ready for, you know, a little bit more than that. if all is well. Frank has joined the injury list. And Jeffrey Schlupp is back in training, but he's still not fit enough. So those two will miss out. Alongside the longer-term ones like Mark Gahey, who was the other ones? Decorier, Raksaki, Alicia, and Holden. I think Alicia could be back again, sort of game week 30-ish, or game week 31. So if you're looking towards that double, he's a nice little alternative. Jordan Ayew came off last week with a hip problem. I haven't seen anything on him from the presser, but Glasner last week said he was confident there wasn't a problem. So we just assume he's fine.
Okay. Meanwhile, for Luton as well, they do have some injuries as well. So some people might have been carrying some Luton players in their team anticipating this double game week, but they might have to move them out. So who's definitely sort of not playing, or who's a doubt for this?
Yeah, I've seen a few people still with Amari Bell. I think General had him in his squad, but he's now out with quite a serious hamstring injury. Edward says it's going to be a lengthy period of time. So he's out. Joe Johnson, who's a possible understudy, he's got glandular fever, so he's out as well. The one player Edward says could return is Osho, which implies that Adebayo's still out as well. I don't think he got mentioned in by name, certainly in the section I've seen so far. So him and Lokonga, they've had hamstring injuries for weeks. And Edwards, by those words, we just assume that they're still out. And then there's longer-term ones as well. So Potts, Brown, Anderson, Nakamba, and Tom Lockyer. So they're carrying a few problems.
Okay. In all the excitement of the double game weeks, here comes... Well, on paper, quite a boring clash for FPL managers. But nevertheless, we'll focus on them there. Wolves, are they still strikerless as they host Fulham?
They are, yeah. So they're still without Huang, they're still without Cunha. They're going to be other side of the international break. I think Cunha's slightly ahead of Huang now. A boost elsewhere, though. So Jose Sarr, Pedro Neto both came off with precautions last weekend. They're fine. João Gomes, who missed out entirely on that game, he's fine. The one fresh concern is Craig Dawson. He's been complaining about a sore groin, and Gary O'Neill said he might miss out.
Okay, rightio. Meanwhile, with Fulham, Paulinho should be back from his two-match ban, I think it is.
He certainly is, yeah. Yep. Played quite well without him, but I'm sure he'll be straight back into that starting 11. And the only absentee they've got, and he might not even be an absentee, is Raul Jimenez. He's been back in training. I think Silva said he was unlikely to feature, so we're looking more towards game week 29 for him. But he was the only injury concern, and so it's nearly a clean bill of health. Of course, he'll first have to muscle his way past Rodrigo Muniz, who's in the form of his very young wife so far.
Rightio, okay. Arsenal against Brentford. I think Brentford, the only team I haven't heard from, so I'll ask you about that in a sec. But let's go with Arsenal first, because I know they had their press conference Thursday, yesterday.
They did indeed, yeah. As I mentioned in the team news tab, there's two things about Arsenal's team news you need to know. One, don't worry if you don't see anybody in the training gallery, because that's quite a common occurrence. Mm-hmm. And two, don't trust anything Arteta says.
Right.
So he said yesterday, just for the record, he was confident that Saka and Martinelli were going to be fit. He said he was pretty positive on them both. Those are his words. Mm-hmm. Saka was only ill, so he probably is going to be all right. Martinelli came off with a cut to his, I think it was his ankle or his foot. Now, he had to be helped off the pitch. It didn't look in a very good way, but Arteta said it was more like a lesion. So if we take him at his word and that he's pretty positive that they're going to be available, then obviously they'll start. But just got a slight concern over Martinelli, I think, with that injury, especially if it was Monday night, so it was only 5 days, and then they've got Porto on Tuesday. So there might be a slight worry about him. David Raya is definitely out of this one. He can't feature. He's on loan from Brentford, so he's ineligible. Timber's still a little distance away as well. He's back on the grass, but still somewhere from a playing comeback. Zinchenko, again, nothing conclusive on him. He hasn't been seen since game week 23. We did get an update on Tomiyasu on Monday. Arteta said he was very close and already doing something on the grass. So maybe he's the closest of those two to coming back, but I doubt he'd be risked for this.
Okay. And Brentford, have you heard anything from Brentford? Because I certainly haven't.
I have, yeah, just the last one off the rank. It's actually quite pertinent because it concerns Mbeumo, who, again, a bit of a forgotten gem. He's not going to be ready for this one, but he's back in training. He's been back in training this week. Okay. And they're still targeting game week 30 after the break for his return. Mm-hmm. I guess there may be a slight outside chance of game week 29, but From what Frank said today, it sounds more like the Man United game.
Okay.
At the back end of March. So that's, yeah, he's again a name that could come into contention as a differential in the running. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, I think it's pretty much as you were. So, yeah, Pinnock, Hickey, Sharda, Henry, De Silva, and me, they're all longer term.
Rightio. Okay. And next game is Aston Villa, Tottenham. Now, I'm a KDB owner, and I'm going to move to either Son or Salah. And I don't know which at the moment. I know, bold. But both, I think, are going to do well. And the reason I mentioned Son here, and it's not just about my team, it's about the fact that I'm assuming Richarlison is still not available. So he will. So we'll go with Spurs first before Villa. Mm-hmm. Is Richarlison definitely out? So that means Son will be up front.
Precisely that, yeah. So he's not been in training this week. I guess there is a slight chance for next week for 29, but because those timelines have been a bit vague, it was 2 to 3 weeks, and then it was 3 to 4 weeks, and then back again. And then Richarlison himself was saying he could be involved, and he's been called up by Brazil. So there's a bit of confusion for 29, but for 28, he's definitely out. Okay. We thought Porro would be still out as well because he wasn't seen in training, but apparently he's fine. He's been training all week. Going to Postecoglou, so he's available for the clash with Villa. As well as Richarlison, they've still got Solomon, Forster and Sessegnon out. And I'll take this opportunity just to plug in my laptop because I'm about to crash.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'll let you fill in.
Okay, what I'll do is I will address the Aston Villa team. So we have some confirmation.
I'm back.
I was just starting with Aston Villa, and I was just saying that Torres and McGinn are going to be available for Game Week 28. But it could come too soon for Jacob Ramsey. He's going to be assessed after training. So, yeah, Torres and John McGinn back, which is good for their defence against Spurs. But nevertheless, obviously, if you're Son, he got a hat-trick of offsides last time they played. So this is being touted. There's going to be either loads of goals in this or just loads of offsides.
Yeah, I mean, Villa's high line is something that is like a stick to beat them with, but they do it very effectively. You know, three offside goals isn't necessarily encouragement for Son. It's just they've got a very effective, you know, offside cap. However, I haven't said that. I did look at the stats from this when I was doing the scout squad, and it was over 33 shots, 8 big chances in total, over 4 XG combined in this reverse fixture. So I'm playing both Son and Watkins this week. I've got no qualms about that.
Yeah.
Just to continue on with the Villa team news, you've addressed the main ones there, Joe. Carlos was back in the squad this week as well. He was on the bench against Ajax. John Duran's been back in training. Kamara, Mings and Buendia are long-term as well. And, of course, Konsa was back last weekend, which is a further boost to the back four, but a bit of a blow if you're a Matty Cash winner because he's a positional rival at right back.
Okay. We'll move on to Brighton against Nottingham Forest. This was 0-0 last season. And Nottingham Forest hammered Brighton last time out. Brighton are in a poor run of form at the moment, racked with injuries. And they're still going to be without Billy Gilmore for this one. I mean, the press conference with De Zerbi is tomorrow, if at all. We'll hear anything tomorrow. But I mean, I'll leave it to you to reel off the list of sort of notable injury casualties.
Yeah, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Joe, but I think it's much as what we had last weekend. So, João Pedro, Hinchelwood, March, Mitoma and Milner, they're all injured. And then, as you said there, Gilmore's suspended as well.
Meanwhile, Nottingham Forest, they might have some players back.
They might do, yeah. Nuno was slightly vague about it. He's confident Dominguez is going to be fine. He came off last weekend with a bit of muscle tightness, but he's recovered well, according to Nuno. Wood and Bolly, I think, have been back in training. I think Ola Aina was cited in training as well this week. Nuno said, we'll see, when asked about Wood. Tavares is definitely out. Reina and Montiel, they weren't involved last weekend. No word on those. So, vagaries with the Forest team news, not that I suspect many fantasy managers will be too bothered by that.
Okay, yeah. So, we might be... I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I'm going to let my dog out for a second. So I'm just going to introduce the next one. It's West Ham against Burnley. So I'll leave you to fire off West Ham while I quickly open my door and I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll rattle through that. Yeah, Emerson Palmieri, who was in Scout Pigs contention actually this week and is on the watch list. He picked up a groin injury last night and playing for West Ham against Freiburg. So as you'd expect from Moyes, the day after a game, they haven't actually been in training yet. So they're going to assess him when they do regroup. But obviously, you know, less than 72 hours and with another crucial second leg next Thursday, I wonder if they might not risk Palmieri, even if he is in a condition to be risked. Aside from that, Aguerd missed out. Nayef Aguerd, he was a question mark for that game last night, and he indeed missed out. The only one who's red flagged is Maxwell Cornier, who's very much a backup. He's got a hamstring injury and he's out for a few weeks.
Okay. We don't usually get much from Vincent Kompany. Is that the same this time around for Burnley?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think the question was posed. It might have been that I drifted off during the press conference, which was very, very likely with Kompany because he's just tend to bore me quite a lot. yeah, so what we know that Ramsey, Foster, Kolioshu and Redmond are longer term. We're not going to see them. And Jordan Bayer hasn't been seen since December. Every week he's progressing well, blah-de-blah. No time frame. We do know that someone will be back, and that's Josh Brownhill. He's available because he was serving a ban last weekend, but it was only one match.
Okay, we'll move on. Oh, just going to say, Sakan in the live chat has pointed out the excellent timing, having to let my dog out while we mentioned Bowen. So throw a dog a Bowen for that West Ham moment. So let's move on to Liverpool against Man City. I may get Salah in, but I think I'll probably get Son in. And I think Salah will wait for game week 30 for me. But he's very tempting because he's back. He played some minutes in Prague and he's got a really good scoring record against Man City. In fact, this game has a lot of goals in it. But nevertheless, so let's start with the home side first. So we know there's a few players back because we saw them on the pitch midweek. What's the latest with Liverpool?
Yeah, Salah been the headline act. I think he got the last 15 minutes or so against Sparta Prague. So he obviously comes into contention this weekend. Last weekend they recovered the likes of Darwin, Szoboszlai, Endo. They're all amongst the subs or starting. So they're all back fit as well. Still out, Jota, Jones, Alexander-Arnold, Thiago, Bajcetic, Doak, Matip, Gravenberg and Alisson. So it's still quite a lengthy list. And added to that, someone from last night, possibly, is Ibrahima Konate. So he came off. They seemed to think it was precautionary at the time. And he said himself that if he ran any more, you might do something. But they're going to send him for scans, which doesn't sound good if you're sending someone for a scan, especially the 2 days before game. So he's a significant doubt, I think, for Sunday, which is as good as Gomez is and as good as Kwanzaa is, whoever gets the nod, I think him out is a bit of a blow and a little bit of a boost if you're playing Haaland or Foden this week.
Right, yeah. And as for Man City, I saw an absolutely frightening picture midweek of Nunez with a... I wasn't sort of prepared for it. You know, sometimes you should... They should put it up on websites and... basically dislocated his finger. So if you can imagine what that looks like, a finger going in the direction it shouldn't be going in. Yeah. It wasn't nice. But Nunez, a doubt, I would assume.
Yeah, it was a bit of a right angle, wasn't it, where it should have been. It was horrible. Yeah, Pep didn't give us much today on the team news. He said that they hadn't actually trained yet after the game on Wednesday. Doku missed out on that one with a minor issue, I think. That's what the Manchester Evening News suggested it was. And, of course, as you said there, Nunez with his dislocated finger. So they're going to run the rule over them in training. Pep did say Grealish wouldn't be back. He's got a groin injury, I think, other side of the break for him. Foden, this is barely worth mentioning. I think he suffered a dead leg against Man United, but he was on the bench against Copenhagen. He was training, so I don't think there's any kind of issue there.
Rightio. Okay, let's move on to last match, Chelsea against Newcastle. Chelsea, familiar for the treatment table, and they got some more, I understand.
They have, yeah. The last of the group we had yesterday in terms of press conferences. So Chilwell and Colwell have both joined the injury list, we think, anyway. Chilwell's seen a specialist. I think it's his knee again, unfortunately. Colwell's got a toe problem. Gallagher as well, he hasn't trained all week due to illness. Mind you, this was yesterday, and they have got all Monday to recover him. Pochettino said that he hasn't actually trained since the game last Saturday, and there's, you know, concerns about losing weight, energy being down, recovery time. So he might still be able to play, but it might be managed minutes. So three fresh concerns. Chukwuemeka, Lavia, Oguchukwu, James, Fofana, Badiashile and Kunku all still out pretty much. Chukwuemeka and Badiashile were closest. I think they're like sort of joining in a bit in training, but Poch said he wasn't expecting anybody back. And that's pretty much it, I think, yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, Newcastle, big news at the back. Good news, perhaps, if you own this player and want to free up some money and move it into perhaps more advantageous attacking roles. It's Kieran Trippier I'm speaking about. He's going to miss this game. Or will he? Because Eddie Howe said he's going to miss it. So will he miss it?
Yeah, he threw it probably in there when discussing him this morning, but I think he was more referring to the length of it. And, I think he's out for this one. He's got a calf issue. It's minor. But he's not going to be in this one, probably not going to be in the Man City Cup game next week, and he's probably not going to be involved in England duty as well. So that's a very, very serious doubt for 28, obviously. He should be back for... he did say there wasn't an absolute guarantee that he would be back for game week 30. Mm-hmm. That's what they were targeting. Wilson's still out, Joe Linton, Tonali and Pope as well. Lewis Hall can't play because it's his parent club. And we've got Matt Target back. He's been training this week, so he could be on the bench, but he's not going to trouble the starting 11. It'll be Tino Livramento coming in for Trippier at right back.
Okay, let's round up most of what we got there. Fit to play, Diaz at Sheffield United, Neto and Saar, Wolves, Porro is back, Foden, there was a doubt that we didn't even know about, but we can just forget about it. He's basically fit to play. He had a dead leg in that Manchester game. Rashford and Evans have overcome knocks. Torres and McGinn are back for Villa. Questionable, though, Gay at Everton, groin problem there. Saka's illness makes him a question mark, but as we know with Saka, it takes a hell of a lot for him to not be on the pitch. So it's very likely he will be. Martinelli, leg issue there. So he's got a cut to the leg, so there could be an issue. Still, Doku with his injury. Nunes with that finger problem. Kanate has gone for a scan, so we don't know the extent of that. Palmeira, groin issue at West Ham might keep him out. And Ramsey, foot problems might keep him out for Villa. Major doubt, Gallagher with illness. He's between major doubt and questionable, I would say. Trippier, calf problem's going to keep him out. Also, Eddie Howe says. Raya ineligible. So if you've got Raya, forget those dreams. He's not playing because he's ineligible against his parent club. Chilwell and Colwell are out for knees and toes. Annoyingly, there was no heads and shoulders to put above them. And I really would have done it in that order as well. But just the knee and toe. Schlupp is fitness concerns will keep him out. As he comes back from injury for Palace, new look Palace as well at the moment. Mari Bell, he's out for those who own him for the double game week. He'll have to move on. Same with Senesi at Bournemouth. Gilmore's suspended still for Brighton. And obviously there's that huge lengthy list, which you can't list here. It's just ongoing involving Matoma, Hinshelwood's, March, etc. There. So I think we've got most of those there.
And, I think so, yeah.
We haven't mentioned the last match, which is the double, but we mentioned Bournemouth and Luton. They play each other midweek on Wednesday. So do keep an eye on Fantasy Football Scouts' tweets and articles as well for the latest on any fitness issues that arise over the weekend that will impact that midweek game. I think that's it, everything there. Only left to say, do remember to press that like button. Helps us out. Do remember to subscribe. Keep up to date with all those videos, podcasts. And do check out membership offers at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Neil, good luck with the game week. Good luck with the double game week. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks for watching, everybody. Bye-bye.